Well, I'm glad to be back with you guys. It was wonderful. I wouldn't change a thing about our trip to France, although I will tell you that while I have recovered from jet lag, I am still in the throes of withdrawal from French baguettes and croissants. And it is a real thing. It's a real thing. So you could ask me about the trip later, I'll bore you to death. But if you ask me the most meaningful part of it, I would talk to you about Normandy. It was brought history alive to us in a way that I have never imagined before, and it was incredibly moving. So that was a deeply meaningful part of it. But if you ask me the most astonishing moment, I would have showed you this slide, which we can't get up, so that's okay. Because all of you have seen an image of the Eiffel Tower, right? Oh, there it is. It's tiny, but there it is. Okay. Oh, it's even bigger. Raul, you're so fabulous. It was gorgeous. We were walking around Paris one night and walked down to the Eiffel Tower, and you know, it was beautiful and all the twinkling lights and everything. And this was a completely unexpected moment for me, because Harold Skaggs stood like a little kid in front of a Christmas tree. His eyes were wide open. His mouth was kind of like that. He was mesmerized by the Eiffel Tower. And he watched the lights on the Eiffel Tower. I watched Harold Skaggs. And it was just delightful. His delight and surprise at that was just, it was awesome. It was awesome for me. And I was thinking about it later, actually thinking about this teaching tidbit and thinking, you know what? That is the perfect thing. So hang on, because we're going to do two things today. One is unexpected surprises, and one is about babies, okay? And I promise you at the end they'll come together. But the unexpected surprise was Harold's delight in this thing, and it just told me God's delight in us and in our delight, because he continually surprises us doing stuff. I mean, he even tells us that. In Scripture, he says, 1 Corinthians 2:9, no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. We can't even imagine it. And then he even instructs us in Isaiah 29, be surprised and full of wonder. Jesus even told his disciples, hey man, you can't even get into the kingdom unless you come like a little child. Now, that had to have been a surprising statement to those grown men, right? It's like, what did he mean by that? Trust, dependence, I think that's for sure. But I think he also meant just the awe of the surprises that God lays out for us every single day. We've all kind of played, I hope we've all played peekaboo with a baby. And you know, and they're surprised every time when you're still there. And all they want you to do is do it again, do it again, do it again. I felt like that this morning. I was driving in early. The sunrise was incredible. It was incredible. And I found myself saying, oh, Abba, Daddy, do it again. Do it again. Because it was awesome. It was awesome. We are coming into a season of surprises. Think of Christmas, presents, stockings, kids coming home from college, people getting engaged, people getting married, opportunities to be generous and extend hospitality. There's all kinds of surprises associated with this holiday. Some of them, admittedly, not as welcome as others, like when your grumpy, crotchety uncle shows up for Thanksgiving dinner, puts a spanner in the works. But for the most part, it's a season of delight for us, or we expect it to be. It can be kind of hard, but we expect it to be. Now, all surprises are unexpected, or they wouldn't be a surprise, right? But some surprises are more unexpected than others. Take God's story, for example. We're going to go through it real quickly. Parts of it are so familiar to us that we take it for granted, that we kind of gloss over what's really going on, and we ignore the parts that should blow our socks off because we're so familiar. So let's just back up. Adam and Eve got expelled from the garden, right? But were you surprised that God, not that he cared for them, we expect that because of God's grace, but that he didn't blame Eve. That was a surprise to me. Abraham and Sarah have a son, in spite of the mess that Sarah made of the situation, and how gracious God was to her. She wasn't the nicest of people, right? Hagar ran away. Were you surprised that God sent her back to her mistress who had abused her? That was surprising to me. And there's Rebecca, who lied, cheated, manipulated, stole from one son to the other son so he could inherit. And I was surprised that God let her get away with that. That is not a real good role model for us, right? So it was surprising. And then we have Rachel and Leah. You remember the whole baby contest. And God got involved in that and favored one over the other, which was kind of surprising. Miriam, that incredibly brave little girl who surprisingly got the daughter of Pharaoh involved in saving her baby brother. I mean, that's a shock. Became a prophetess and then later led a rebellion against her own brother. Were you surprised at the gentle discipline God meted out to her? He was so kind in that. And we come down to Rahab, who was brave, intelligent, clever, strong, you know, trusting in the right moment. But you know, she was also a liar and a prostitute and a pagan. What man from Judah wants to marry her? That was a surprise that she got married into the family of God. So we keep going. Do we feel that divine surprise when we discover that of all things, the most successful judge in Israel was, gasp, a woman? That is shocking, given the culture. And then we come down to Ruth, this great love story that we've been in for the last 3 weeks, this Hallmark movie, as someone referred to it. By all accounts, she was loyal, brave, loving, strong, generous. But she was also a despised Moabite and was one of those people that the Israelites were supposed to hate and never associate with. So the surprise is Boaz's reaction to her. All of these surprises. What we see in these stories is God's grace poured out onto these individuals in surprising ways. Blessings that are not earned. They are not, no one has a right to them. And they are unexpected by the ones who receive that love and also by the ones who are around them are going like, what is going on here? The surprises are unexpected, right? Okay, we see that thread of grace and surprise from the Genesis in the garden all the way to the threshing floor in Bethlehem and beyond. Unexpected surprises. Hold on to that thought. Okay. The next thought is the image that comes to mind, at least for me, during this time of year is of a baby, right? I mean, that's all about the birth of Jesus, right? So think back through the woman we have gotten to know this fall. The theme of barrenness is strong in the Bible, and we've talked about that before, but also about how God brings fruit out of that condition. So just back to Sarah, he enabled her to conceive when it was absolutely physically impossible. Rebecca gave birth to two boys, not one. Leah and Rachel, we all know what happened to them. Multiple children, the 12 tribes of Israel came from them. Rahab the prostitute, God provided a husband and a son who turns up in the story this week. And then Ruth, the Moabite, who could expect nothing from the people of Israel, and yet she was grafted in, had a husband, and God enabled her to have a son that continued that line, okay? All of these are undeserving. They're all miraculous. They all point to the most surprising conception of all, and that is Mary's pregnancy by the Holy Spirit and the birth of God's son, Jesus. Now, what do all those births have in common? They originate with God. He is the author of life, and he planted a seed in each of these women in order to fulfill his plan. So they each carried part of God's promise and part of God's story in their own bodies. Now, that seems obvious to us because we've been studying these women, and it is, but we can't take it for granted. And why can we not take that for granted? Is because we are also part of God's story. We are today. And to me, this is the most unexpected surprise of all. And it's one that should just fill us with awe and wonder. And that is that God plants a seed in each of us that grows. When we are drawn into Christ, we become a new creation. He tells us that. And the Holy Spirit implants himself in us and gradually, so slowly, so painfully, transforms us more and more into the image of Christ. Right? He creates God's character within us. So imagine this the next time you hear the words in Christ, Christ in us, or Christ in you, the hope of glory. Imagine being pregnant with Jesus. You're all going, what? What is she talking about? The point is that we carry the promise of the gospel within us. We are part of the lineage that gives birth to the Messiah in each and every generation. We individually, and we as a group, as part of the body of Christ, people, the church, right? Isn't that the most unexpected surprise of all? I mean, we should be awestruck, to put a finer point on it, that we're pregnant with Jesus. That is an amazing, shocking, incredible twist in the story, if you want to think of it that well. So, for this holiday season, I want you to take time and stop. Not for the whole season, occasionally. Stop. Be in the moment. Notice the unexpected growth in you of God's character. Notice the unexpected surprise of what he is doing in other people in really surprising and shocking ways. He worked in me through a French waiter, believe it or not. That was an unexpected surprise. But he's working everywhere. He delights in surprising us, right? And we can rejoice and be awestruck by God's grace and his mercy and his sense of delight in us. It is everywhere, and I want us to pay attention and not miss it during this season, because truly we are filled with the glory of God. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, your story has surprising twists and turns and things that we don't understand and things that we ignore or take for granted. Forgive us for that and open our eyes and our hearts to your glory in this world, and more importantly, your glory in Christ in others. Help us to see with your eyes, to hear with your ears, to feel with your heart, to be delighted in the surprises that you send to us every day, and to grow more and more and more into the image of your precious Son, Jesus Christ. We ask that in his name. Amen.